From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal. Thank you.
Great to be back with you. We have a fabulous show for you today. White House spokesman Tony Snow will be our guest to play Not My Job. Very exciting. We've got Helen Thomas hiding backstage. She's going to jump out just the right moment, yell, boo. So that should be fun. But first, Larry Seidlin, the judge who presided over the hearing about Anna Nicole Smith's burial place, he made headlines when he actually wept on the bench, on TV, as he delivered his judgment. And now he has received an offer from CBS to host his own legal show on that network. I just want to say that I think that is the most heartwarming, moving story. I just want you to know that I can be reached at getmeoutofhere@yahoo.com. Oh, just give me a minute to collect myself, okay? You can just call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT or 1-888-924-8924 because everybody will be all smiles when they hear Carl on your home answering machine. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name's Reuben from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hey, Reuben, how are things in Raleigh?
Things are getting stormy.
Are they really?
Yeah.
It's crazy, this weather. It's been the apocalypse in Chicago. How's it been where you are?
Pretty warm.
Have you been getting the frogs and the locusts? Because the front moved through here, and you usually get that 2 days later.
Well, actually, we've been big on the boils.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good. Well, welcome to our show, Reuben. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the writers of the Reliable Source column in the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hey, Roxanne.
Hey, Reuben.
My wife wants me to tell you that you're her favorite.
Oh, such good taste.
Also, say hello to a humorist and author, Roy Blunt, Jr.
Hey, Roy. Hello, Reuben, and I'm sorry for whatever I did to offend your wife.
And lastly, say hello to a comedian who will be at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia, on March 17th and the 25th, Miss Paula Poundstone.
Hey, Paula.
Hey, Reuben.
You're not going to believe this, but, like, I don't know, maybe it was 3 or 4 years ago when I was only 30, I sent away box tops from Pop-Tarts to get a video of you.
Oh. Wow.
Wait a minute.
Very flattered.
You were a breakfast food premium?
I was a breakfast food premium. I never thought of it that way, but you're right. That's how it would be correctly articulated. Yes, I was. It was an incentive for people to purchase Pop-Tarts.
Wow.
So is there anybody in your family that... the dog, maybe, who is interested in me? There being only three of us here.
Roy, I'm a Midwesterner who's been misplaced down here, so your book has actually helped me fit in.
Oh, good.
Oh, there we go.
I feel a little better.
Well, Reuben, welcome to the show. Now, you're going to play a new game. We're calling it
Must See Carl TV.
Oof. Oh, I love this show.
You're easily pleased. We were looking at some stories in the week's news, and we kept saying, my gosh, these sound like TV shows. So Carl is going to read you the TV guide listing for three completely made-up shows, all inspired by some stories in the week's news. Your job, listen to the description of the show. Tell us what news story it is based on. Do that 2 or 3 times. You'll be a winner. Ready
okay.
to go? All right, Carl, what's first on the TiVo?
From the makers of Lost comes Undisclosed Vacation, the hilarious yet touching story of a man traversing the globe looking for love and respect. This week, he gets snubbed in Pakistan and bombed in Afghanistan.
That would be the show based on the travels this week of whom?
I'm going to say this very respectfully because he might be listening.
Yes.
Vice President Cheney.
Yes, you're right. When the highlight of your trip abroad is that you are not among the 20 people killed by the bomb aimed at you, maybe you should have stayed home. The vice president's magical mystery tour took him to Pakistan, where Cheney actually had to play good cop, threatening that government with the wrath of Nancy Pelosi if they did not get in line.
She's terrifying. She's this little woman. She's mean.
And this is great. Instead of Air Force Two, for security reasons, the Veep traveled in a luxury Airstream trailer that was strapped into the belly of a cargo plane. And the cargo plane was called, and I am not making this up, the Spirit of Strom Thurmond. Oh. Painted on the fuselage. That he was carried on this by the Spirit of Strom Thurmond.
How did a cargo plane come to have that name?
It was a military plane, and because he was a revered senator, he got
also
a plane.
It was a very old plane.
Yeah. Carl, let us change the channel.
Tuesday night, it's the new Three's Company. This week, in an attempt to stop their comic meddling, the landlord, the U.S., invites Iran and Syria up for drinks and dinner. It'll be fireworks, gunfire, and ululations of fun.
That show would be based on the announcement that the U.S., Syria, and Iran may be ready to finally sit down and talk about what?
Iraq.
Exactly right. When the Iraq study group, remember them? Suggested last fall that the U.S. talk to Iran, the Bush administration reacted like a cheerleader being told she had to eat lunch with the chess club. Eek, gross, it'll make them think I like them. So, somewhat astoundingly, this week, the U.S. agreed to a regional security summit with the governments of Iraq, Iran, and Syria. But the administration refused to admit that this was a change of policy. You see, they want to hold talks, but they don't want to be seen to be talking. So their solution, during the meetings, Iranian diplomats will text message proposals to the U.S. representative's cell phone, and he can look at them while pretending to play Tetris. All right, Carl, one more show, and please, please give me something to watch over the weekend.
Sunday, it's Extreme Makeover, Bethlehem Edition. This week, a famous man gets a new wife, a new life, and the final resting place that is so fabulous, he no longer thinks about resurrection.
That show would be based on a story that has outraged Crins this week. A new documentary that claims to have discovered the final resting place of whom?
Jesus.
Yes, in fact. There have been dozens of thrillers, most recently and famously the Da Vinci Code, about the secret that will tear the Catholic Church apart. But none of these books or movies imagined that this secret would be revealed by director James Cameron at a cheesy Discovery Channel news conference. Cameron is hyping a new documentary he's involved with. The documentary says that a tomb found in Jerusalem 20 years ago in fact belonged to Jesus, his wife, Mary Magdalene, and their son, Jesus Jr. No, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. It's Joshua. Joshua.
This to put it Jonah.
No, Jonah? Is it Jonah? I thought Jonah, Joshua. No, his. All right, you're right. It's Jonah. His name in Aramaic is Yeshua, so I'm confused. But yes, it's Jonah.
Yeshua.
I'm so embarrassed because I talked to him at a party, and I think I used... you know, if only name tags were bigger, I think.
And not in Aramaic. Anyway, this, to put it mildly, this whole conception that Jesus, who's not supposed to be buried because he was resurrected, remember?
Yeah.
Has a tomb and married Mary Magdalene, all this stuff has really annoyed Christians. We are told that the Pope has now canceled the Gala Vatican celebration for the 10th anniversary of the release of Titanic.
Yeah. But I don't understand why the bones can't stay down here. I mean, who wants bones in heaven?
But that's not what the story says.
Yeah,
it doesn't say bones. Does it say bones? It says...
If I remember, and I'm far from an authority on this, but
oh,
if
the
I remember,
bones weren't there.
Yeah, the tomb is empty. You open the.
Oh, yeah.
You
wasn't
open the tomb.
Sheet folded?
Uh-huh.
Now,
I have OCD. That was always my favorite part of the story. I was a little annoyed they didn't put the rock back, but when I heard the sheet was folded.
Well, you know, you open up, but maybe it wasn't his tomb, but you open up a tomb like that, and you see these names carved in there, and you say, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. So you're like,
Carl, how did Ruben do in our quiz?
Ruben was perfect, Peter. He had three correct answers, so Ruben wins our prize.
Congratulations, Ruben. Well done.
Thank you.